from a tree limb. Yes. Now, we had a lot of great wild grapevines that grew in trees along the rivers. Now, this was one of the things that we used. Sometimes we'd use a tree limb, but this was one of the things that we would use was these grapevines. They would grow this big around. You know, the vine.
I have all this on tape. So a grapevine then is about 2 inches.
Well, those wild ones would get that big, and they would grow up in the trees, and we'd swing on them too.
I see. If I make things explicit like this, it's because I get back and
yes,
I hear
you,
this tape,
uh-huh,
and I
you wonder,
can't remember
yes, uh-huh,
how big this.
That's right. Uh-huh.
This was so. They really were sturdy then.
Oh yes.
And now some questions about meeting boys or boys meeting girls. What term was that? If a girl became interested in a boy and he called on her, what would that be called? Joe is.
I hate to tell you. Feller.
Uh-huh.
She had a feller.
All right. And how about what would she be known as his? He would be her feller?
Girl. Not girlfriend now. Girl.
And you say, well, I hear that Joe is what?
Going with.
Do you ever call that courting?
Yes, sometimes.
Is that
he's gone courting, or he's gone courting.
Is courting more?
It was not used so much.
Just going with.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Ordinary conversation. I was wondering, maybe courting meant something more formal, like leading to an engagement or between an engagement and a marriage.
Not necessarily in our area.
And if a boy came home with a lipstick on his collar, his little brother said, oh, you've been
kissed.
Kissed.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And a group of young people who would travel together would be known as a whole, as a group or
a bunch.
A bunch.
Yes.
And would you tell me something about the dancing? Did you dance very much?
Some. Mm-hmm. In the early times, we square danced, and that's all we knew how to do. Which the music would be usually a fiddle and a guitar. We would have someone who called a dance. This was square dancing, and then in the later times and. We did know or learn to round dance by the same musical instruments, but different. It was a different type of music.
Mm-hmm. And square dance, when a boy brings down his foot like this.
Is this a...
It says it's a lucky test. It doesn't have a doctor's signature on it anyway.
We can't accept it. It's a good test.
If the boy brings down his foot hard, you say...
Stomped.
Stomped. Mm-hmm. And when a boy would first notice a girl, say in church, it would indicate an interest in taking her home, seeing her home. What would he say? May I? Can I?
Can I have a date?
Can I have a date? Uh-huh.
Can I go with you?
How about taking her home or seeing her home or what?
Take her home.
Yeah, take her home.